Hey! Hey, it's the Lentz Pinball Podcast. Lentz Pinball Podcast. That's fucking terrible. Never will I do that again, I promise. There's no more sing-songy starts to this thing where I sing-song the title of the podcast. It's the Lentz Pinball Podcast. It's the only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. It's only ever recorded one time. No do-overs, sucker. You better do it right the first time, brother. You better get your shit together and record a goddamn podcast perfectly, you little shit. Nate Stellhorn, you little shit. Get it together, big boy. My name's Nate Stellhorn. I'm your host. This podcast is about three things. Number one, my dog, Harold. I'm going home right now to walk him. He's a baby. Number two, it's about pinball. Number three, it's about Gottlieb, the humanoid pickle, the mascot of Lentz Pinball, which is a little tiny pinball business that exists on 92nd and Foster in the historic Lentz neighborhood in deep southeast Portland, Oregon. I call it Lentz, Oregon. It's a neighborhood. I love it. And Gottlieb's the mascot of the pinball business. And hell, sooner or later, I think he's going to become the mascot of the neighborhood. Get over it, brother, sister. Everybody? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop doing voices like that. I do kind of like it, though. I like doing the voices. Like, I'm on fire. I'm on fire tonight. I'm on fire tonight, doggy. All right, what I do today? Today, after work, I loaded every game from the Multnomah County Pinball Championships into a U-Haul and took them back to storage. Holy shit, that was a lot. Kevin Keeper. From Ground Control came to help me. He offered to help because I was telling him about all the work I was going to do, and I was like, no, you don't have to. And then right when I started, I was like, yeah, I should have him come help. Thinking it could do it all solo, badass, like whatever. Man, I needed the help. Thank you, Keeper. You're a fucking gem, brother. Thank you. It was a lot. I filled a U-Haul, like a 15-foot U-Haul filled to the brim, and then went to my storage unit and organized it and filled it to the brim. More full than I've ever seen it. And I couldn't fit Genie. So I had to take Genie out of the U-Haul and put it in my car and drive home. But I've got Genie in my car. I'm going to play Genie tonight, which is cool. The reason it's so full, though, too, is Shifter's Bar is being turned into a live music venue. But it's all open mic live music. I used to keep 5 games there, but now I don't. So the Multnomah County Pinball Champs kind of transitioned some of the EMs that were there into the tournament and some games into Humdinger Pizza, and now no games are going back into Shifters. So 5 extra games in storage, and I only have 3 games at home right now, which usually I have 5 or 6. So storage is full to the brim, baby. It was a hell of a move. It was kind of cool seeing all the games kind of packed together in a U-Haul. I took some pictures. I'm tired, though. That's a lot of game moving. 18 games stacked and packed, and legs all taped together, the name of the game written on them. I do have everything more organized than I've ever had it, which is kind of cool. And then I went and played in a little tournament at Old Gilbert Road. Isaac Ruiz and Flip City ran it. I did okay. I lost. I had a couple of shitty flips, that I shouldn't have shit-flipped on, which was like, all right, you shit-flipped, brother. You did a little shit-flip. 2 games where I shit-flipped and lost, and they went home. It's interesting going to tournaments. I've been to a couple this week. I kind of took a break, or I think everybody kind of took a break because of the IFPA stuff. But it's interesting going to tournaments without IFPA points. Like, I still like it. It's fun, but they're less well-attended, for sure, and I care less. I don't give a shit. I really do like IFPA points. I like the point system. I know that a bunch of the tournament directors are working on, like, a local point system, which I'm excited. I think that'd be cool. It does seem like there's a bunch of cooks in the kitchen on this one, though. Like, people are like, well, I think we should do this. I think we should do this. It's a big group chat. I think it's cool that they're doing it, and I appreciate it. But when, in my experience, when there's a bunch of cooks in the kitchen on something like this, you get a bad product, a shitty product. I don't think we should reinvent the wheel. I think that if they want to do some kind of local point system or statewide or regional or whatever, we should use something that already exists. Maybe even just use the same point structure as the IFBA. Fucking same everything, but no IFBA. I'm okay with that, too. I do really like the IFBA, though. Shoof, Sharps, Becker, you guys, like, fucking do the right thing. Just kill those points for that one tournament, man. Those guys fucked up. And you guys fucked up and made a shitty ruling. Like, kill the points for that tournament. Let us have our fucking IFBA points back. I know that, like, a lot of other cities aren't doing the same thing that Portland is, but I don't know. I like fucking playing in those tournaments, and it feels more legit, more important. Makes me want to fight a little harder. At the tournament of ground control last night, halfway through, I wasn't doing that well, and I was like, fuck, I'll just go. I think I can go home. And then I was like, man, don't be a poor sport. Don't be a shitty sport just because there's no IFBA points. So I'm going to keep going. I also think it's really important that we keep hosting these tournaments. I don't know who I'm talking about specifically, but I think there's a whole subset of people who, like, they get social interaction because these events happen. And I want those people to, like, be happy and healthy and have that social stimulation, right? Like, whatever, I don't know, whatever reason it is that, like, your social interactions come from this community that is built around competitive pinball, which probably was me for a long time, maybe even still is me, right? Like, I think it's good for people and healthy for people to have that community, and I worry that a shakeup like this, where maybe events get canceled or less people go or whatever, is going to impact people's mental health or just overall happiness. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my fucking ass. But maybe I'm a genius man. Maybe I'm the smartest man in the history of the world. Well, what I do know is my name's Nathan Stellhorn. I moved a freaking shit ton of pinball machines today. 20 pinball machines. It was fun. Having the games all together for Multnomah County Pinball Championships was so worth it. It was so much work. I know I've said this a million times, but I'm super proud of the work. Seeing everything together was so cool. All of the thank yous and the pats on the back and the holy shit, like, you really put together a Gottlieb 70s tournament with 16 beautiful games. You're insane. I had a person call me. I was like, oh, I lost money. Like, I lost, like, y'all don't want to know how much money I lost. I spent a bunch of money getting this thing fucking set up because I don't give a shit. I like doing stuff like this, and, you know, maybe the goal was to make money. I didn't have that good of a money-making plan, though, I'll tell you that much. But I lost money on it. I sent it to a friend, and he was like, yeah, dude, artists lose money. And he called me a pinball artist, which I thought was super cool, and it resonates with me. I feel like I do some fucking pinball performance art a little bit, you know, maybe, I don't know. I just have too much fun doing pinball shit, though, too. Here's something for you. Here's a little something for you. I'm going to walk my dog, Harold. I'm going to go walk that little dog. I'm going to go give him a treat. I'm going to go scratch that damn dog belly. He's going to be all fired up. It's kind of a nice, warm evening in Portland. We've got an atmospheric river, 1 trillion tons of water flying above our heads in the Pacific Northwest. Flooding. Johnson Creek's supposed to flood. We're supposed to hit the Johnson Creek floodplain. Supposed to get some flooding. So I'm going to get a walk-in with Harold now while we still can. All right, much love, y'all. Hope you're doing well and having a good time. And I hope you go play pinball. And if you're in Portland, come to Howdy Partner on Thursday, because I'll be there playing pinball. I'm fucking having a... I'm in a good mood. All right. Lunch Pinball Podcast. Bye.